Good morning, Frank.
Well, Ken, yesterday morning in London, the news was dominated by politics. This morning it's dominated by tragedy, but the political discussions are ongoing.
Well, they are, but I do think that any possibility of a deal being announced today is gone. I think that all the attention will be on the awful tragedy in West London. There's no question about that. I mean, there would actually be some doubt whether a deal would be announced this week. We'll see how things develop. But yes, the DUP and the government officials are still talking.
Do you expect an announcement during the course of this week, or could it be later?
I think there's every possibility it could be early next week. But as I say, at this stage, Frank, people don't want to say anything definite. Because, I mean, the big worry here is that when the details actually emerge of what has happened in this horrendous fire, that, you know, the number of fatalities likely to rise steadily. So I think the government in particular needs to be very careful how it handles this. I mean, a deal between the Conservative Party and the DUP seemed very small beer. I have to say politics will continue. It comes down to the announcement, because I do think that when all the negotiations finish, there will be a deal.
And just on the tragedy, Ken, I'm looking at pictures as I'm speaking to you, as I'm sure you are yourself. London has suffered a considerable amount in recent times. This is such a sad event, and as the death toll rises, it's a city in mourning, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think people are startled. I mean, I crossed Westminster Bridge over here to the House of Commons this morning, and ambulances were going into St. Thomas's Hospital, which is just facing the House of Commons. And I take it that that's from casualties from the fire. I think every hospital in London, there would be activity. But I think people are just saying what's next.
And back home, Ken, what progress do you think will be made in the near future in relation to the talks at Stormont?
Well, you know, I think most people were pessimistic about the way things were going. But I do think that the language is slightly changing. We know that the government are saying that the deadline is June the 29th. There are worries, I know, about the deal between the DUP and the Conservative Party. But people are asking, would it be better for Sinn Féin to be in the devolved administration or to go into some form of direct rule, particularly with that link between the Conservatives and the DUP? So I think it's not without hope. I'm not sure it'll be by the end of June, but I think that there is a chance that Stormont will be up and running again sooner rather than later.
Okay, Ken. Thank you indeed, Ken.